Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, we're back. We're black. We're brown. Ambition. Hey, Mandra. How you doing?
Oh, you know, hanging in there. I feel like Mercury's in retrograde and the world is coming to get me. So I am in my bunker. I don't want to leave this house.
Well, your hair is cute. I was like, ooh, I like this updo in the back.
Oh, thank you. I finally got my new pattern product in the mail.
Ooh, it's doing you good, girl. These curls is popping.
What's up with you?
I finally got my Webby award in the mail.
Hey, better late than never. When you started posting, I'm like, is this old content from May?
No, literally, I got it that day. And I was like, at first I thought they'd sent me mine and yours. I was like, why do I have two? Then I remember that we're doubly amazing. And because we won two Webby Awards. Yes, girl. Right, pull that thing out.
Doesn't it feel like you want an award to feel?
Yes.
It feels like there's weight to it.
See, if you watch this on YouTube like you ought to do, heft, you know, then you could see Mandy's holding up one of her two Webby Awards. And if you're not familiar, the Webby Awards is an international internet award for excellence. So all things internet, and it's an international award, well-respected. This year, Meg Thee Stallion won, Drew Barrymore, a bunch of other people, and Brown Ambition won too. Webby said, in business, y'all the best. And then Webby said, let's ask the people what they think about the business podcast. And the people said, y'all the best. So yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Oh, I'm so glad that you got them. So that means you finally checked your P.O. box, right? Or your office mail.
No, they mailed it to my house. It just literally came and I was like, what's this? And then I started opening them and I was like, oh, my Webby Award. Oh, they sent me Mandy's too. Then I was like, wait a minute. We got uno dos. So
listen.
Yeah, it was good times.
Yes, I'm excited. It's nice to have that, like, it's nice. We have y'all's love, but it's nice to get a little something, a little recognition. We're also nominated for a Plutus Award. Mm. We've been nominated several times. I don't think we've ever won a Plutus, which is like the personal finance, like nerd award. And I'm actually going to be there at FinCon in a couple of weeks where they will be announcing the winners. So if we win, I will try to represent.
Yes, bring something cute, girl, so you can get on that stage and be like, I just want to dedicate this award to all my haters.
I'm so anxious about being, people are going to see me from like the top of my boobs down. And I don't think people have seen that much of me. Like, I'm going to have to wear a bra. You guys don't understand when I tell you my bras, I do not know where they even are in my closet because I have not worn them in so long. I am so, I don't want to wear a bra so badly that I bought those like little like chicken cutlet pasties that just cover the nipple. So when I go to daycare pickup, it's not scandal.
I can't.
They cut into my sides. Like, I even was looking at
you. I'm not going to lie. I'm a sports bra girl these days just because, like, at the house, because it's just so uncomfortable, to your point. But I'm like, oh, let me not look crazy on this live. Let me just wear this sports bra. At least there's some cushion. But the other
I
day,
might buy a bralette like three times bigger than what I need so that I don't even feel it. Like, it's just catching.
I know. The men, they don't understand.
They don't.
I was watching this. This is just random. I was watching this documentary. It just had me thinking, like, remember last week we talked about how, you know, like so many of like the girls, meaning like, you know, the people who are doing well in business, but are having a hard time behind the scenes. So I was watching this documentary of, I think it was Insider, of the guys who robbed Kim Kardashian in Paris. Remember that time she was in Paris and they ran up in her. Yeah. And so they called them like, I forget what they called them, but basically these guys ranged in age from 66 to like 72. They were like OG robbers.
Wait a second.
Basically. Mm-hmm. You gotta watch this documentary. It's literally like, so it's been like
they
trending.
Caught them though.
They caught them because one of them left his DNA behind. And so they spent like 22 months in jail or something. And so they basically asked him, and they, so, no, it was Vice. Well, Vice did a documentary about it too, like a mini documentary. But they asked them, you know, why did you rob Kim Kardashian? Did you feel bad? He was like, well, he's like, honestly, I'm not really on social media, but like my granddaughter basically was showing me, here's this rich person. And she was talking, you know, she was flashing her ring and talking about her money. Yes. And he said, oh, she don't really want that thing. So he was like old school, you know, back in the day, Robert, him and his, you know, literally it's like a movie. He got the old crew together. It was like, let's go get that money. And he said, literally, he was able to track every moment of her day because she posted everything real time on social media. And you should have seen me. So they did like a broader, they didn't just do the Kim Kardashian guy. They also like interviewed other people who were robbing folks, and they were basically like, yo, social media has been, he said, back in the day, you used to have to stalk outside someone's house and watch. He said, I don't have to do that anymore. He said, one, I can know exactly where you are, at least the area, because on your social media, I can see your geolocation. Two, you have a picture of you holding all this cash. I'm like, bet they have cash. Three, you're talking about, I'm going to be dot, dot, dot here tonight. It's like, say less. I'll come get that watch, you know? And I just thought, you know, like, it's so crazy whether, you know, you're Kim Kardashian or just a regular person, how much we actually share and how much we put ourselves in danger by sharing what we share. And, you know, like people wanting to come and steal your watch or money or things like that. And I just was just like, to watch it was really like eye opening because I don't really post like, you know, like that kind of stuff anymore. But I used to. I used to be like, you know, it was fun. Like, oh, I'm out here. Like, oh, we went to here. I'm about to get on train. You know, you don't think about it. Or like, I'm on vacation. Basically, come rob my house. You know, yeah. So it's just, I just wanted to get your feedback on that. That like, woof, how does that make you feel? Like knowing that like, yikes, the people be watching.
I don't. I mean, I feel like maybe because I've covered personal finance for so long and I covered like cyber crime and like people stealing. And one of the tips experts would always say is, do not post on social media when you're going on vacation. And one of my good friends, like a family friend, just posted this weekend a picture of her kids at the airport because they're about to go to, you know, on a trip. And I was like, don't, are you at the airport now? Is this an old photo? Like, don't post that right now because literally now everyone knows that you're going to be gone for an extended period of time at your house. So I don't know. In the back of my mind, I've always felt that way. So a lot of the stuff I post is from the day after or, you know, the week after or whatever. But yeah, do not. I don't know if there's a way to like turn. I don't think that like Instagram tracks your location, right? Well, I mean, unless you put the location. Does.
Well, this is what Instagram, every time I come on, like, because, you know, I always take the app off my phone because toxic. So whenever I download the app again and I sign in, it always says before I post something, do I want to have approximate location or pinpointed location? That doesn't give me an opportunity to say neither as far as I can tell. And so I always say approximate, obviously, because I'm just like, ooh, child. But it is really scary, you know, like in this day and age, it's just really crazy because one of the things that the robber said, he said, it's like heroin to influencers that the attention they get for showing off their financial gains. And literally they had just interviewed a young woman who her whole apartment was ransacked just a few months prior. And she asked her, what are you doing now to protect yourself? She was saying the same things, you know, I don't post real time. But the interviewer went out with her and partied with her friends. And literally in the interview, she's showing off her watch. Yeah, this watch I bought for this. And then the interviewer said, like, after leaving her and her friends at the party, she said, now let me check her Instagram and looked at her stories. And in her stories, it showed exactly where she was. Because she's like, I just left her. So she's currently there now, exactly what she's doing. It's like, I wonder, like, what is that need for validation so much that after putting your life at risk and almost having it taken, you put your life at risk again, like soon after?
Instant gratification. There must be some kind of like chemical, like a hit of something, like it, the dopamine receptors in our brains or whatever it is that make when you eat sugar and it's like more. A little bit of that. I'm like everyone else. I get that little bit of like a, you know, when you see something on you posted, I've like has like gotten a lot of attention. You get that little bit of like gratification. I'm suspicious of that feeling though. I can at least be like, I think we should all be suspicious of that feeling and just ask, why do you need that? You know, and are you okay without it? I'm very at peace. If you came in my house and took something, I'd still be aight. You know, what you want? My zucchinis and my squashes? Those are my babies. You want the caterpillars?
For real. Like, it's true. There's nothing really to take over here. I'm like, I don't really carry cash on me. I mean,
as long as I got my baby and maybe husband on a good day.
Depending on the day, right?
You can, no, however, if you'd like a 60-pound mutt, you can take Molly Ann.
Don't she's do that to Molly. For grass. Molly's like, oh, word? Okay, I got
if you can carry her, you can have her.
Well, no, but yeah, it just had me thinking like a lot, like, you know, because it's really hard. Honestly, social media, I just was like, I jumped down the rabbit hole of just watching of what it's done to people's psyche, watching financial affluence being touted on social media. You know, how there's this huge raise in, like, you know, cyber crimes and just, like, you know, depression and just you feeling you're comparing yourself. I remember, do you remember when you first went on? Like, I remember, like, Facebook was the only thing. But I remember when I first came on Facebook and there were people who I knew in real life, because back then you would just follow people that you knew. But I remember being like, wait, he's on that lavish vacation, but I know them. He doesn't have money. I just remember being so confused. Because I was like, such and such works at the pharmacy making $9 an hour, complaining about, you know, his 1989 Civic. But meanwhile, the pictures were saying, just out here luxuriating once again in Miami. And I just remember being so confused. And honestly, I started to feel like, what am I doing wrong? Because that person can afford this and I seemingly can't afford that. But I remember that very, very, very on being confused about how people I knew how they were living in real life versus what they were putting on social media, not realizing at the time that that was something it was going to develop into, this dual life that people portrayed as it relates to their finances, you know?
Yeah. I don't think anything has driven that point home. The whole point of, like, social media is a curated lie that we tell the world, as much as, like, now that I'm a mom, every cute picture of my son, just know, bet that there was a tantrum before or after, and I wanted to give him back to the uterus. Like, just no. And my own mother, when she saw it in person, when I was visiting her in July in St. Louis, and I take amazing, I'm a great photographer. I will toot my own horn. I love taking pictures. I always have my dad's a photographer, blah, blah, blah. I take epic photos of Rio. And my mom is like, so this is how you do it. Like, that little beautiful smile is because, like, you've thrown something at him that now you have to clean up, or because he's just rubbed snot on you and he thinks it's hilarious. And she's like, yeah, now I see. Yeah. So everything is, I think you just have to, I'm able to consume social media now because I understand that. I'm like, okay, I know the real, real. And also, it's a lie, or it's just what people want to show, but there's so much behind the scenes. I went on a walk this morning. I usually take my walks in the morning and I habit stack. You're proud of me.
Okay.
I have a stack. Yes. I drop Rio off, I go to the park, do my little walk, and a girlfriend of mine who she's a young mom too in my area, a black mom, and there's not a lot of us. And she and I have been talking about meeting up in the park for a while. She just had her second baby, finally made it happen. And we just had, like, we walked for about 4 miles in an hour and a half. And the conversations that we have, I mean, that's really where I think that you see what's happening behind people. And that conversation that I had, it just reminded me, between that conversation I had with this fellow mom and just, like, being there for her and for each other. And then yesterday when my butt ran over something, whoever let a shot put ball loose on the highway yesterday, 287 in Westchester, you can go to hell, because I ran over it, got my first flat tire my whole life. And I had to, like, I was panicked because I, you know, got the car towed, and then I had to pick up Rio from daycare like an hour later, and I didn't have a way of getting him because we only had the one car. And my neighbor, fellow mom, I called her, Brianna, who I haven't talked to in like a week, and I was like, Brianna, can you take me to pick up Rio? I don't, you know, she has a car seat. So my neighbor took me to get Rio yesterday. And I just feel like those two back-to-back experiences just humbled me and reminded me, like, just get off the phone for a minute and, like, connect with people. You never know who would benefit from just, like, 10 minutes of you having a conversation with them. And also, like, I needed that at the same time. And I feel like whenever I feel really good about myself, like, I got it going on, I got this, I got that, business is good, I have my stuff together, life has a way of just throwing you on your ass and reminding you that you need people. You know what I mean?
No, I do.
Like, when I say I was humbled, I'm in the passenger seat of my neighbor's car, like a teenager, like, carry me to Stop and Shop. because I also ordered groceries and now I have no way of getting them. Like, yes. So humbled.
Yes.
That's the shit that matters.
Yeah.
Forget the icing, you know, like the jewels and all of that. Anyway.
So shall we brown boosty, brown breaky?
Oh, I have a good one. Yes. Let's take a quick baby break and be right back with our brown boost, brown break. Hey, BA fam. This episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers. They're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, BA fam. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. That's incredible. This is according to Indeed data and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 150 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Okay, it's smart. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/brownambition. Just go to Indeed.com/brownambition right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/brownambition. Terms and conditions apply. You need to hire, you need Indeed.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
It's time for that's BAQA. I'm like, what's my brown boost brown break song? Oh girl, my brain. Well, we're just gonna come straight to the straight. It's time for our brown boost and brown break. So if you're new, you know, just in case, you know, when we're brown boosting, brown breaking, we're taking a break from the things that we're like, sis, no mas, you no like, you no say, I don't want it. And then brown boost is when we're like, woohoo, we love more of this, more. Yes, yes, yes. KKK, give it. So, you know, we tend to be heavy brown boost here because, you know, it's already breaking outside, but sometimes we do have a break. So you said you had a brown boost for us, Mandra?
I have a twofer. Are you going to do the appraisal one? Is that one of yours?
No.
Because we have to quickly mention this insane story. Whenever I get tagged in another one of these, like, black family got their home appraised, you know, it came in a lot less, and then they had a white person stand in, and all of a sudden their house was worth twice as much. I constantly think, oh, we already talked about that. It's the same story. It's always a new one.
Always new one.
I can't believe that shit is still happening. But if you guys haven't seen it, this New York Times article came out last week. Home appraised with a black owner, $472,000. With a white owner, $750,000.
Crazy.
Craziness. So just brown break for all that. Brown boost to the family because they are suing the lender, LoanDepot. Even though these lenders, they hire, like, they have contractor appraisers that they, you know, outsource the work to. It's still, you know, their responsibility. So the family's actually suing LoanDepot. I hope that they, get their day in court or settle or whatever. But brown break for that. And then I wanted to do a brown boost because...
Well, let me just jump in real quick with that brown boost. So just so you know...
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'm working on a law. Remember, the same Angela V. McKnight, Assemblywoman Angela V. McKnight, I wrote the Budgetista Law A1414, making financial education mandatory for middle school students in the state of NJ, because New Jersey already has a high school law in place, right? So that same assemblywoman hit me up when it happened to me. And so the law has officially become a bill. Well, our appraisal potential law is now a bill. It's going to be voted on soon. So hopefully I'll have a second law under my belt and making, you know, it illegal to appraise a property based upon race, gender, you know, sexual orientation, anything like that. And then on top of it, because I said the law has to include education, that I wanted to, like, I want this bill, which it does have included, that your realtor and the appraiser has to give you some sort of checklist of like what to, like what you should expect from the appraisal process. And then what to do if you suspect that your appraisal has been done based upon, you know, like your race, your sexual orientation, your gender, whatever, like what your recourse is. That has to be included in the appraisal. So that way the appraiser knows I'm on to you. And so that bill, let's all cross our fingers and hope that this bill becomes law, because if we can set precedent in New Jersey, then other states can look at that, can multiply it, and that, and hopefully one day it can become a federal law, because our current administration has mentioned that they understand that the appraisal process is contributing to the racial wealth gap.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I'm glad you brought that up. Do you have like a copy or a link to that bill?
I'm going to, you know what? I was just thinking, like, you know, because usually there's like a number. I'll text Angela today and do like, what's the number for the bill? Because you'll be able to like Google it and then it'll pull up the, because she'd given it to me before and I saw it online. And of course I forgot, but I'm going to get
it's
it. It's
so a PDF out there. Because if we post that, then I mean, even now, before it even becomes a law, if you guys want to like send this to your local assembly person or, you know, your local legislative people, I can't think of the words, representatives, yes. Just as an example, I mean, even that it's in progress is powerful. So
yes,
look at you making changes. I'm just sitting here complaining. Tiffany's like, I got that. Move on. So my boost was going to be a fun one, because Tiff, you don't really get, listen, in our relationship, we have so much going for us. But if I'm honest, something has always lacked for me. Can I be honest with you?
Okay, yes.
You don't love Beyonce like I do, Tiffany. And I can't.
I love Beyonce, but not like, I mean, I do love Beyonce.
Not like me, Tim.
Yes, not like you.
So I have not been able to have my moment where I geek out with someone about the new Renaissance album until The Read finally came out of their hiatus. Yes. They have been off all summer long. It's a 2-hour episode. When I tell you, it fed my soul, because they go track by track. That is what I've been wanting.
I listened to this. I was actually started to listen track. To this morning. It's funny. Because I was like, dang, I know Kid Fury was away for mental health, which is, I'm so awesome. It's awesome he took that time away. But yeah, I was listening to this morning when I was doing my jump ropes, and I was just like, okay.
Yes.
All right.
They gave me what
I do
I'm
love
missing.
Beyonce, but I guess I'm not a Beyonce connoisseur, you know. I'm a fringe Beyonce stan. Like, I have a card, but I can't find where it is. My card carrying card.
It's fine. And no one comes to Brown Ambition for us to talk about the Beyonce Renaissance album, but we do go to The Read for that. So if you're like me, a fellow Beehive member, and you just want to marinate in the beauty and the joy and the goddess that is Beyonce and her new album, The Read's latest episode, you will not be disappointed. I took my day off on Friday. The whole day I listened to that 2-hour episode. And after every 10-minute segment where they talked about a song, I listened to that song. Aww. And then I listened to the next segment.
I love it.
So Tiff, you know, but I believe in relationships. We can't expect each other to be everything.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I hope you, I had to fulfill that part of me outside of the show.
Okay. I'm glad you found solace. I'm glad you found a place to be made whole again. And so I'm going to finish listening to the episode. And, you know, that way, you know, we can, you know, it's not too late. We can still chit chat about it, you know?
Okay.
Because you won't break my soul. So my boost, I have a two part boost. First boost, I did a live today with Financial Times. It's a huge financial platform.
The pink paper.
Yes, they got like, I don't know, like 7 million followers on Twitter and whatever on Instagram. But it was nice because we got to talk about personal finance. But like of course, if I'm U.S. centric because I'm, you know, born and raised here. But we, you know, Claire, who I think is the former editor in chief, or maybe she might still be. She, you know, brought like she's from the U.K. So we were able to talk kind of like internationally about what to do to prepare for the economic doom and gloom, if you will. And so it was just, it was a nice conversation. And it was nice to see, honestly, how many people were from so many countries. I'm from Italy. I'm from Saudi Arabia. I'm from, so in the comments. So it was really, it was just, that was just a cool experience. So if you want to watch that, go to Financial Times on Instagram, and you'll be able to rewatch our live Good Times. And this is the first place I'm announcing this publicly. Are you ready? So September 6th, you will be able to go on to Netflix and watch your girl in a documentary. Dun, 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 dun. Actually, low-key, high-key, low-key, if you go to Netflix right now and you type in, now get the name of this this is what they named it. They love the name of my book, Get Good With Money.
Yeah.
That they named the documentary Get Smart With Money.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So the documentary follows It follows four folks who are struggling with their finances, and then they paired them with four different coaches. And I'm one of the coaches. The other coaches are Mr. Money Mustache, Paula Patton of Afford Anything. Ross. What's his name? I'm gonna say his name wrong. Oh, his name is Ross. I'm gonna get his name because I don't want to I feel like bad about not having his name, but. And so, and me, and so we all have our own person that we help out. And it just was like, I've been taping it. I want to say Ross Mack, R-O-S-S, Ross Mack. So it was awesome. I think Ross, his guy was an ex-NFL player. My person was a dream catcher, Latina, super awesome. And she's just everyday mom, wife, struggling with her finances. Paula Patton, I think hers is an artist. And Mr. Money Mustache, he helped a couple. So if you go to Get Smart With Money, you just type in Get Smart With Money.
I think you mean Paula Pant. Paula Patton is Robin Thicke's ex, right?
Yes. I didn't mean Paula Pant. Afford Anything. But I just have to say, first of all, I love the diversity. Because Paula Pant, I'm almost positive she is a Asian. Am I correct?
South Asian? Yeah.
And then obviously I'm a black woman. Okay. Undeniable. And then Mr. Money Mustache, he's a white dude. And then Ross, what did I say his name? Ross Mack? Yeah, Ross Mack is an African-American black man. So I love this diversity of financial experts that they tapped into. Honestly, I'm not going to lie, the trailer is boom-da-quam, if I do say myself, and I do say so myself. So Get Smart With Money comes out September 6th. I'll do some big old, I'm almost positive I'm going to have some sort of viewing party here in Newark where I live. Where, I'll rent out some theater or something like that, and we'll watch together and we'll talk about it after. So I'm just I don't know. It's so, last night it hit me because I was watching the trailer and I was like, yo, you're on Netflix, Tiffany. And not just oh, here's a little, no. You are a main component of this. It's a Netflix film. They bought this documentary. You are a main component of this Netflix film. And I just am wow. It still has not sunk in. But it's crazy because it's it feels like you're a New York Times bestseller, Tiffany. You're on the cover of Money Magazine, Tiffany. You're at NAACP. You know what I mean? It's like, Tiffany, you used to be a preschool teacher. How the hell did we get here? I still don't know how, but I do know that I'm grateful and I can't wait to watch it with y'all. And I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm oh my God.
I'm excited. I feel in the background, I've been so when's that Netflix going to come out?
I know, because of course Mandy knew already.
I'll never forget when I saw you on Queer Eye and I wasn't expecting it. I don't know if I can ever recreate that magic. But it's they gave you your own damn show because that little segment was so good when you did the financial. They don't usually do a financial makeover.
They don't. They've never done it before.
In Queer Eye. But if you haven't, if you want to get your fill of Tiff before this this special on September 6th, Get Smart With Money. What was that? Season 3 of Queer Eye?
Yes.
What was the guy's name? Do you remember?
Tariq.
Tariq. Oh, yep. So episode good. I lost my shit. I was in tears. But yeah, so excited for you. That's huge.
Yeah,
huge.
It's crazy. Huge. Yeah. So there's bigger things to come, honestly. There's just the stuff that's unfolding lately. It's just been I don't know. You know how sometimes you just am I going the right way? And I call them God nods, and God be yes, you are, my child.
You're reaping what you've sown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really what it is. It's there's been a 15 years of sowing in this space. And so, to harvest, to reap this harvest is just It's pretty awesome. So
that's why I don't get mad.
So let me, you know, tweet me and at me after you watch the trailer. Let me know what you think. You know what I'm saying? After
you watch the trailer, I would love your feedback. Can you post a link to the trailer in our show notes? We'll have to get a link.
Yeah, we can get it. The only thing is, like, you're going to have to get your friends Netflix. So so hopefully, as it gets closer to time, typically they'll post trailers on their YouTube. So when that happens, I'll grab that link there. But for now, yeah, we can post a link. But, like, unless you're logged into Netflix, they're like, girl, you can't watch right now. But
so we're going to see the transformation of this woman. Like, how long did you work with her for?
Like, a year and some change. Wow. So some real transformation. Mm-hmm. That's and so I can't dope. Wait. I just can't wait for you to see, because it's just beautiful. Like, my girl Ariana, she's just awesome. We clicked. She was great. And so I have not seen anybody else's. I don't know their other, you know, their people. But it just, honestly, I just love that Netflix is really shining a light on financial transformation and what it actually looks like. Because at first I thought when the production company approached me that it was just for looks. And it was like, no, like when the cameras weren't on, I was coaching her and have you done your homework and let me know how that goes. And so I just love. So what you see is actual true transformation. Like, no. This is where she is now. It's not just for the cameras. This wasn't done in 2 or 3 months. This was a year, like, in some change. And so, yeah.
Congrats, Tiff. Yeah. That's amazing. Thank so you. Proud of you.
Thank
you. All right, y'all. Well, that was the show. Be sure to catch us on Friday for BA Q&A. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel on YouTube, because we sound great. We look great too. Okay. Go to YouTube, search for Brand and Mission Podcast to find our show. Until then, we'll see y'all next time.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition Podcast is produced by Cumulus Podcast Network. It's edited by the wonderful Imani Crosby and produced by Tanya Bustos. Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru, and I am Mandy Woodruff Santos, your co-host, and I will see y'all next week.
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.